This program is brought to you by MyTech1 and by Entelix.
The content, information, and opinions expressed during the related show are those of the show personalities and guest alone, and not those of Vic Kanellis Media Group, its parent, affiliates, or stations. VCMG Live is not responsible for any content, information, or opinions expressed. User bears full responsibility for their reliance on such content, information, or opinions.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. And the goal of our program is to provide community leaders here in South Florida a voice on how they are helping the community in a digital, hybrid, in-person world. We also want to educate the local community on how these community leaders and associated organizations are working with people in our area. We want to be the connective tissue with the South Florida industry to encourage collaboration, foster relationships, and improve fundraising and grant opportunities. We hope to create a more vibrant community so all businesses in South Florida can thrive. Thank you for joining us.
Need reliable office solutions? DEX Imaging provides top-notch printers, copiers, and document management systems, along with cutting-edge software solutions to streamline your business workflows. Trust DEX Imaging for innovative technology and exceptional service. DEX Imaging, your partner in office productivity and your organization's profitability. For more information, call Tiffany Salas with DEX Imaging at 561-948-6363, extension 1339, or 954-643-0906.
Workplace violence is on the rise, and no industry is immune from it. Survival Response helps organizations prevent and prepare for unthinkable situations. Our program focuses on prevention as well as response, and we provide customized programs based on your unique situation. Visit us at www.survivalresponsellc.com for more information and to schedule a free consultation.
Hello, I am Anna Sass-Morrison with Transformation Through Conversations, your place for leadership development, strategic planning, and business coaching. We transform your organization through you. Contact us at www.transformationthroughconversations.com. We look forward to serving you.
Do you have an aging parent who needs a helping hand? Look no further. Wisdom Senior Care is here to make life easier. From shopping trips to personal care, we got you covered. Whether it's companionship, Alzheimer's, and dementia care, or just a little extra help, we're your trusted partner. At Wisdom Senior Care, we bring the joy back to daily life. Call us today at 954-779-5989 and let us take care of you and your loved ones. Because with us, you're family.
Good day and welcome to the South Florida Community Roundup. I'm your host, David N. Reese, and I'd like to thank you for giving time out of your busy schedule to listen to some of our top leaders here in the beautiful South Florida community. Well, audience, you're in for a treat. I've expanded the horizons, and I now have four people that are joining us for the podcast. And this time around, we have hosts. And I want everybody to meet our host that's going to be working the Latin community. And that is Mindy Figueroa, who is the president and CEO of Latin to Latin Marketing. Welcome to the podcast, Mindy.
Hello. Thank you so much, David. So nice to hear you and see you at the same time. Lovely. Thank you so much for the invitation. I appreciate it.
No, thank you for joining us in this area because we definitely wanted to expand the horizon and reaching out to our community. Well, I know you, but my audience doesn't. Please give us a little background on Mindy Figueroa.
Well, the Cliff Notes version, if that's something that still people use of our age. I've been living here in South Florida, specifically in Broward County, for the past 18 years. And I started the business of Latin to Latin marketing as a way to help different organizations, whether it was a for-profit or non-for-profit organization, to essentially learn how to engage with this emerging and large segment of the population, especially in South Florida. And part of that is working with anything in the healthcare industry to technology, medical devices, hospital systems, and then also in education with higher education organizations and so forth. That's a little bit sample of the type of organizations that we work with. On the personal side, I am originally from Puerto Rico. I was born and raised there. And many moons ago, without getting into the numbers, I decided to moved to New York City because I was pursuing my master's degree, and which I did complete it in New York City, but I also stayed. And I had a wonderful opportunity to work with a variety of different corporations, global corporations based out of New York City, from Anheuser-Busch, which is the beer company, to what is known today as Verizon, which is the telecom company. And then Scholastic, which is a children's publication. So pretty nice experience and time that I spent in New York learning the corporate world for almost 20 years. But now I'm a resident of Florida for the past almost 20 years. And I'm delighted to be part of this community, to be part of, the everyday changes that happen in, especially in Fort Lauderdale, which is a vibrant community, a very different in many ways. But I'm very happy to be here. Thank you, David. No.
I want to thank you for sharing that bit of information. But I also want my listeners to know, too, that this is Women's History Month. And that's one of the good things that we have going on, that we're bringing in more women to tell their story, because that's what it's all about. So, Mindy, you gave us a little bit of your story, but why did you choose marketing?
Well, that's a passion for me. I mean, I come from a small family of entrepreneurs in Puerto Rico. My grandparents were part starting their own business, and I saw how they were able to provide for their family. They were able to get their two children, my dad and my uncle, their education because of their business that they established. And they came from a humble beginnings, but that didn't stop them at all. And even their education was very limited. So when I saw that and I lived that, that was the spark that I had in order to be on my own at one point or the other. But the way I designed, and this, that truly by design, to do that was let me go to New York City. Let me understand. Let me do my MBA. Let me understand the corporate world in one of the top cities of the world. And if I really can make it there, like the song says, I think that I'm going to be armed with the instruments I need in order to go on my own when I'm ready to do that. And I waited 20 years to do it because I had a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to learn from the best of the best. I mean, the companies, global companies such as AB and Anheuser-Busch, global companies such as Scholastic and so forth, it gives you a view into the world, fulfill the needs of some segments, but at the same time, make it financially viable. So I was in love with that process, and that's why I love marketing.
Okay. Well, thank you again for sharing. So now you know most of my listeners are entrepreneurs and community leaders. And so I know you just said 20 years that you waited to get everything on the stride, on the right end. So you can encourage our listeners, how long do you feel that most people should wait or get right in to become an entrepreneur?
I think it all depends. I think it's on one individual per individual. But I'll give you what I shared yesterday. I had opportunity to be invited to lecture a group of students from Madrid. I personally spent a month in Madrid because I wanted to immerse myself in that culture to understand, much better, because we're developing business opportunities between Spain and the United States and Puerto Rico. But I was talking to these young entrepreneurs that's what they want. I mean, they're probably 20 years old that are trying to look at a business opportunity and sell it globally, which I think I admire tremendously. And I give them a lot of credit because that to do that at that young age is you have to have a lot of courage to think about it, how you're going to make it happen. I think there are certain fundamentals that I go through a model that I share with them yesterday, which is a market access and a successful way to go about it. But essentially, you know, you have to have certain fundamentals. You have to know who the players are. You have to understand your different levels of economic support that you're going to need in order to launch your business. And you have to be very grounded. So that's more of a grounding exercise that I recommend everybody to do. It's almost like a checklist. And I use it for real businesses in terms of how you're going to engage, how you're going to access that market, how you're going to grow your market, how you're going to enter a new product. And we have seen it that no matter how much you plan of doing these type of things, there's always the adaptation that you have to take in consideration, because once you launch is when you know what's going to happen. The real McCoy, as they say. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you for sharing that. So now I'm going to go on to what I call the women's side of it. Yes. As a woman entrepreneur, how are you being treated as well as your business, as well as personal, if you can, just to let us know that it's not easy per se, but what are some of the struggles and how did you make it through?
That's a long story. This is going to take more than half an hour.
Can you give notes version?
Cliff notes again. But hey, you know, everything you're going to do in life, it's, you know, the struggle is real. You're going to have to, you know, figure things out in this entrepreneurial world. It's not like there's a textbook that has, I mean, there's plenty of textbooks out there that help you, but they are not a lot of opportunity. There's nothing that tells you a plan from point A to point B. This is what you got to do. You got to think on your own feet. You have to be agile. You have to be nimble. You have to employ all different type of resources in order to make it. But initially, when I started, I'm talking about 18 years ago, I started in the middle of the economic meltdown. You know, this is 2007 and turned to 2008, and that wasn't easy. But one of the things that happened was that I was able to, because I had nothing to lose. I was starting from zero, right? So there was, I didn't have, you know, the only people that I have to report to, if you will, was my spouse and my mom, who both of them, they jumped in and helped me in developing the business. So that were, those two were my angel investors, if you will, not only monetarily, but also on sweat equity. But at the same time, you know, I needed to also discuss the situation with my clients at that point and be transparent. What can you afford? What do you need to focus? How do we keep going? And despite everything was going at that time. So flexibility was one element that helped me a lot. And then having also the same conversation with my team, I, you know, sometimes was like tough conversations like, okay, guys, this is how much money is coming in this month. This is how much I can pay. We may have to cut hours here, whatever, but you still will have a job. And when you have those conversations, people respond graciously, and they basically say, we're all in this together, so let's get going. And I was very fortunate to have those conversations. And I continue to have those conversations all the time on both sides of the question with clients. Right now, with so many changes that are happening, right now, people, I don't know if you're a for-profit organization, you don't know where their funding is coming from sooner or later, or where if you are with the federal government, you don't understand what kind of impact you're going to have. So we have to have conversations with the clients in order to adapt. And then lastly, the other area that was challenging was the lack of access to capital, especially on the banking side. And to this day, I am very, very grateful to one person in particular, and her name is Eris. And Eris, she was at that time the president of the marketplace for Bank United. And this is a plug to them. And I have to say, and also to Eris Sandler, who has become a good friend of mine. You know, I came to her in the middle of the meltdown, and I said, I need an LOC. I need a line of credit, because some of the clients were taking time to pay you, and I still have to pay my team. So in order to do that, at that time, many of the banks were basically shutting down any type of loans or any kind of line of credits. So if it wasn't for that relationship that I have developed with her, and as she believed in me, and this was from a woman to another woman, seeing that I'm developing, you know, I have a book of clients, et cetera, I was able to have my first big line of credit thanks to her.
Well, I know our heiress myself. She has been a great partner and a great friend because I bank at Bank United. Mm-hmm. So you hit a name that I'm very, very familiar with. So Mindy, there's a lot of marketing companies out there. Why would I choose L2L Marketing?
You know, we looked at everything in a very personalized way, and it's not a cliche phrase. We have a proprietary tool that also allows us to basically open the hood of your car, if you will, for a comparison, and basically look at how your machine, your engine is working, and then provide the proper diagnostic, and then pretty much a custom tailor or create a bespoke type of plan for you, whether it's branding, whether it's market access, whether it's introducing something to a new audience that you don't know. And I think that that's the area that we have distinguished ourselves. We are marketers. Well, we have the foundation of being a marketing, and very good marketers, by the way, award-winning marketers, and we're very proud of that. But at the same time, we take each project in a very personal way. And I'm going to give you the example. I am involved in every single meeting with my clients. I don't go to the first meetings, get the project, and then disappear. My thinking, my energy, my contributions I leave my footprints in that process. And I enjoy it because I enjoy having a conversation, trying to figure out and solving problems, trying to figure out how do we solve that problem and how do we meet what the client wants. So that's actually part of, I think, the way, at least that's the feedback that we receive directly from our clients. And all our clients are pure referrals. We don't take cold calling, or, you know, we're not in a machine way. I basically have a selection of only, you know, no more than 9 to 10 clients a year. And that's by design, because I want to be able to provide, you know, the first impressions and first relationship with them.
Excellent. I love it. And so that's one of the differentiators that separates you, because again, when people hear Latin, they only think about maybe the Latin community. You are definitely much more broader than that. And out of full disclosure, can you share with us a success story? Because I'd definitely like to hear some of the success stories and the fact that you only limit your clientele to that many. And is there a waiting list for your clientele?
So, you know what, though? I don't think it's a waiting list, but it's we have a process in the criteria in which we select the clients. And I think we say no to more opportunities than yes, because mm-hmm. we really, really want to create a bespoke type of relationship with the client. So that we can always talk to as many clients as we want, or prospects, in other words, but there will be a vetting process for us too. It's not only one way, it's a two way. I need to feel that there's a chemistry, that there's a relationship, and most importantly, that whatever we're going to do with that client is something that's going to have a social impact, positive social impact, and is going to enhance the life of people. So having said that, a success story, that I do have a lot of success stories. I have other stories of learning that we have done, and maybe we can discuss that at another time. But success story, I mean, seriously, I think every client that we have, we have an element, a very dear element of success with them. But one that was took us out of surprise was an RFP that we received about 4 years ago by the Department of Health and the Office of the governor of Kansas. Personally, I've never been to Kansas. Obviously, the only thing I know about Kansas is Dorothy and
hey, I hear that.
So So it was, I thought it was it was a mistake. And I remember Googling the person that sent it to me. It was the chief of staff. And I was almost going to delete the request for proposal. So finally, I exchanged emails and he informed me, no, no, that I was indeed selected out of 50 agencies across the country to do a COVID campaign to educate people about the pros and cons and, you know, how to get vaccinated, et cetera. And I would say that the most rewarding thing besides getting the project, right, to us, along with another agency, so we partner up, we were able to get Latinos that didn't know anything about COVID or they were, you know, their family members were dying, et cetera. We were able to increase within less than 4 months the level of awareness and also the level of vaccination. So there was a positive outcome that people reacted and with informed data about the success of being vaccinated initially when it came out, the first vaccine. So that was a very rewarding project for us.
Thank you for sharing that end of the story. Wow, that's very successful. So now as we go through and we're looking at the Women's Business and Women's History Month, can you share with me or with my listeners, how are you mentoring any other businesses? Are you coaching any other businesses so that they can, you know, get a flavor of what you're doing? Because you indicated Kansas and you did work there. What about our own backyard? So first things first, are you mentoring and mentoring other businesses? And then two, can you share with us some of those kinds of stories as far as success?
Well, yes, I always believe in mentoring. Yesterday, I had a mentoring program, as I mentioned, in FIU. But I personally belong, I'm the chairwoman of the Center of Hispanic Marketing and Communications for FSU, Florida State University. I've been on that board for 5 years, and I have students, master degrees students as well, that are about to graduate. And we spent a semester being mentored. And actually, one of them became one of my full-time employees, and you know him. His name is Richard Carretero. I also think that I believe that openness to anyone that wants to talk to me about my journey and how I can influence other people. So I work with other small solo entrepreneur women and non-women too, and share my wisdom. And hopefully that will help them take it to the next level. Here in Florida, yes, I mentioned the FSU program. Right now I'm in the process of helping someone enter into connect networking so that she can develop her insurance life company. So we'll be talking about that in the future, but that's local. That's right here in Florida.
Excellent. So now, as you know, and I knew this was going to happen, we're running out of time and you got so much to share. And so I want to make sure my listeners can find you. I know one of the things you said, you only take referrals or you get a lot of referrals, but I want to make sure my entrepreneurs understand some of the things and may have questions for you that they can't ask now or what, but definitely need to know how to reach you. So please, Mindy, give us your information, how they can reach you, the name of the company, all that good stuff.
So the name of the company is Latin to Latin Marketing, also known as L2L Marketing. As I mentioned before, you know, we are marketers, but we happen to have the angle of knowing the Latino and multicultural markets. Our telephone number is 954-376-4800. It's easy to go to our website, L2L2LMarketing.com, and also check out our case studies that we have there and more about our backgrounds. But I'm excited. I just want to mention something that's coming up. I'm excited for the invitation to the South Florida Community Roundup and under the Latin to Latin connection. And the idea is to really highlight all the Latinos in the non-for-profit and for-profit world that are doing something really cool in South Florida. And we want to highlight that because we are, in many cases, the majority of the counties that we represent. And, you know, we're not a minority. We are actually a majority, especially in Dade County. So, for instance, the first month that we did was the Hispanic Heritage Chamber out of Broward. And we featured Andres Manjares, and he talked about why they thought that it was good to open a new chamber that was just focused on Hispanic marketing or Hispanic market. The second was the Hispanic Unity. We are in tax season. They offer this free service for families that with less than 75,000. So we had them come in. Now I'm excited because one of your colleagues is going to be on next month on the Women's Month feature. And that's when the Broward Office of Economic and Small Business Development. And I'm going to have Maribel Feliciano. And I love Maribel. And then also I'm going to have Mili Peluso, who is the assistant director for the NSU, the Levant Center, where she's going to launch the Women of Vision event. So you see, all these Latinos or Latinas are doing amazing stuff. And I just want to give them another voice so they can talk about the excitement of all these activities. And this is encompassing of other people. So we welcome everyone, okay?
Yes,
not just Latinos.
I appreciate you sharing that bit because it's not just Latinos or Latinas. Yes. And I appreciate the fact that you're diverse enough to understand the markets and work those markets to the advantage of your clients, which right. I think is very, very, very powerful. I know my producer is very happy that you did most of the talking and not me. And so I wanted to make sure that we covered my listeners can make sure that they have your information down. And I know that they're going to be anxious and eager to make things happen. And I know my woman colleague who does Ladies Talk Cyber definitely is going to probably tap some of your resources to get more of those people on her podcast, which is part of the South Florida Community Roundup. So I don't have much more to add. I just want to thank you for coming on. So again, listeners, you've been listening to Mindy Figueroa, who is the CEO and president of Latin to Latin Marketing. She left her information, so don't forget, if you need marketing, contact Mindy at Latin to Latin Marketing. So audience, this wraps up our show. I want to thank everyone for listening and listen again next week when we'll have another great community leader here in the South Florida community.
This podcast was powered by Dex Imaging.
If you would like to sponsor the show or be a guest on the show, please contact me, David N. Reese, and the number is 954-658-2196. Once again, 954-658-2196. Or feel free to email me at David N. Reese, that's spelled DavidNReece, at email.com. See you next time.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.